Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Winchester Town Board meeting of April 11th. I will say the Pledge of Allegiance this evening, since I always ask somebody else to do it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Let me start out with introductions. I'm John Delabos, I'm chair of the Winchester Town Board. To my right is
April Mensch.
And Commissioner Sager Bloom's liaison is also our secretary this evening.
Beatrice Martinez.
Yes, and we also have from the county.
My name is Hunter White. I'm one of the senior planners. Clark County Commissioner's Planner.
Thank you very much. And we also have the presence of our commissioner this evening. Commissioner Tick Sager Bloom is here in the audience to listen to all of our exciting agenda items.
And Planning Commissioner Vivian Klarsky.
Oh, and Planning Commissioner Vivian. What's the last name?
Klarsky.
Thank you. I didn't see you back there. Sorry, dear.
You're the problem.
Okay.
Did you see Gloria Wells who runs the office?
No. She's cleverly right behind this lady. Hi, Gloria.
Hi. She's the boss.
I talk to her on the phone all the time. Yeah. Hello. Okay. So the first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comment. This period is for the general public to make comments about items on the agenda. It's not discussion or action or voting on any agenda items. You'll be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items as they are presented before the board. If you wish to speak to the board about any items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period, which is at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and we would appreciate it if we do not have a speaker's podium, but if you would stand, give us your first and last name. Spell your last name, please, for the record, so we don't murder it. And then you can go ahead and share with us where you live and your address, and then we're more than willing and quite welcoming of any comments. I would like to first make a motion for the approval of the minutes from our last meeting of March 28th. I would like to move that we approve these. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And also approval of the agenda items for this evening with any hold, combine, or deletion items if necessary. All those in favor?
John. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
And
I would also like to make an announcement. Due to a scheduling necessity for the Loop folks, we're going to move item number 3 to item number 1 because they have to appear at Paradise Town Board as well tonight, and that is being done reverse on their end, so they're going to put them toward the end. So you will be presenting first. So do we have any informational items for this evening?
Yes, so I just wanted to announce that Winchester's having their annual Children's Festival here Saturday, April 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the Winchester's also holding a free concert, Mama Baba Ganoush. It's a Scandinavian and Klezmer fusion band. They're doing their world tour. It's going to be here April 15th at 2 p.m. and it will be free.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. All right, well, let's move on to the planning and zoning agenda. Our first item on the agenda is UC-23-0126-HC1-Service 160 East Flamingo Hotel Owner LP et al. It's a use permit for a monorail. A design review for a monorail on approximately 302 acres in an H1 limited resort, an apartment zone on M1 light manufacturing zone, an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, AE-60, AE-65, and AE-70 zone, an RT manufactured home residential zone, an R4 multiple family residential high density zone, AE60 and AE65, a PF or public facility, AE65 and AE70 zone, a C1 local business, AE70 zone, and a C2 general commercial, AE65 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located between Sahara Avenue and Blue Diamond Road, and between Maryland Parkway and Decatur Boulevard within Winchester, Paradise, and Enterprise Townships. For possible action, I see our applicant is here. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Town Board members, my name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, The Boring Company. Along with us is Eileen Warren, the audience with The Boring Company, Tyler Fairbanks, who will be doing the presentation, so I will turn it over to him for the heavy lifting.
Great, yep. I'm Tyler Fairbanks with The Boring Company. So The Boring Company, we're building Vegas Loop, which currently is a 35-mile tunnel and 55-station underground transportation system that has all been entitled by the Board of County Commissioners. What we're here for today on this agenda item is to expand Vegas Loop with another 30 miles of tunnel and 14 additional transportation stations. The reason why the reason why expanding this system is so useful is that we're an express system, which means as you add stations to the system, you're not bogging down the loop, you're simply adding usefulness. A typical metro system, you board at where you at your initial destination, and then you stop at every stop along the way as you go to your destination. Within Loop, we operate more like an underground highway, so you board at your origin station and you go directly to your ultimate destination. So adding additional stations, the 14 additional stations, the additional 30 miles of tunnel, simply just makes our system more useful, which is why we're really excited about this expansion. As for what we've done so far here in Las Vegas, we've built now over 2.2 miles of tunnel at the convention center and over to Resorts World. We've built 5 stations that are currently operating. 2 weeks ago, we actually moved our 1 millionth passenger, so 1 million safely transported passengers in the system so far. And I think all of that's to say is that the system is working out extremely smoothly, and we're really excited to expand this thing throughout the rest of Las Vegas. The last thing that I'll add is we are currently tunneling from the convention center to Bastille. On April 23rd, we start setting up our construction site to tunnel from the convention center to Encore, and then we'll continue rolling on projects from there. But with that, I will turn it over to the board for any questions.
Do we have any comments or questions from our audience this evening?
I can't tell, is that red line, is that going down Paradise or Paradise?
Oh, sir, can you please give us?
Sorry, Alan Stan, Las Vegas International Commentary Club. The red line left of the strip, is that Paradise?
Yes, so it's University Center, Paradise, Oval, and then you've got the Boulevard.
And it ends where?
On Paradise?
Yeah.
It goes all the way down to the airport and up to the convention center.
Okay, thank you.
I've got one or two questions, Tyler. Anyway, anybody else have comments from the audience? Questions?
Why is it called a monorail?
You absolutely want it. That's one of my questions. Why is it called a monorail?
It's underground.
It's actually a great question. I believe that was the structure of the agreement that existed in Clark County, and that's why we used a similar monorail agreement, because that's what existed. But I can also just follow up with the legal team on that to figure out exactly why it's called the monorail.
Because there's no rail.
There's no rail, but it is a fixed guideway transportation system.
Yes.
That is closed loop. So I think you could probably argue it either way.
Thank you for asking that question, Commissioner. That was one of my two. This has to do with your Clark County Water Reclamation District?
Yes.
There is a last sentence of their requirements is listed as, and tunnels are required to be at least 40 feet deep at major streets. That's what they're saying you have to conform to.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is the interface with existing and or contemplated hotel infrastructure, is that considered with when taking into consideration that depth so that you will be able to actually get people to your,
yes,
your system?
Everything planned for the system takes into account the conditions set forth by all parties who have the authority to set conditions. So yes, the function of the system takes into account all conditions, including the CCWRD one.
Okay, and it is true, having read this, that you are also responsible for identifying, call before you date, and relocating anything that happens to end up being in your path that you have not decided to already avoid?
That is correct.
Okay.
We do significant diligence ahead of time before we tunnel to map out all utilities that could be along our path. But generally speaking, if we are 30, 40 feet beneath the surface, we're well below existing utilities.
Yeah, my only concern is when you
come back up.
Yeah. For air.
Yeah.
That you don't come back up in somebody's bathtub. Yeah, okay, that's basically it. How about you, April? Do you have anything to add?
Not really, the agreement to expand on his question, it's different lines?
So the green is what currently is entitled. The red is everything that's been added.
Okay.
So, yeah, exactly.
And
so
then the orange is what's gone?
The orange is what's currently.
Okay, that's all I have.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else? Questions? Okay, I move for approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for enlightening us.
Is that map online?
Yes, that map is online. It should be in the agenda.
Okay. If you go to clarkcountynv.gov and go to the Winchester Town Board agenda.
It'll be in there.
Yeah, it'll be in there. Okay, yes, Mr. Oh, thought he raised his hand. Okay, now we will pick up where we didn't leave off with item number one, SC-23-0098, County of Clark, street name change to change the name of Karen Avenue to Liberace Way between Joe W. Brown Drive and Paradise Road, generally located on the east side of Paradise Road and the west side of Joe W. Brown Drive within Winchester for possible action. The applicant is present.
I'm going to be representing the, kind of giving the background.
Okay, very good.
For this item. So, Honorable Chair, Commissioners, my name is Hunter White. Hi, my name is Hunter White. I am one of the senior planners for Clark County Comprehensive Planning. What this item is about is that we're initiating a street name change for Karen Avenue, so from Karen Avenue to Liberace Way. This was directed to us by the Board of County Commissioners on September 7th. The first phase is basically broken down into two phases. The first phase is going to be from Maryland Parkway to Joe W. Brown Drive, and this is the second phase that will will change the name from Joe W. Brown Drive to Paradise Road. We have the support from the Las Vegas Fire Department for the name change, and let's see, for any other questions, I'll refer to Beatrice.
Yes, sir.
Name
and
Robert Snyder, SNYDER.
And your address, sir?
322 Karen Avenue.
Yes, sir.
2901 Chernberry. A while back, a few months back, a few businesses along Karen Avenue wanted to put Liberace Way in, primarily the way we understood it, because there might be a Liberace Museum opened up. That affected probably a dozen businesses along Karen Avenue. The Las Vegas golf course, Country Club, and all the apartments between Joe W. Brown and the businesses, including that little mini mall where this museum is going to go into, all have addresses other than Karen Avenue, the original. So there was only a few businesses along a small stretch that that had to go through address changes for this. And we were left off the one block, probably because they were expecting opposition to it. And it's our contention that this one block contains over 620 condo units and a major hotel, the Hilton. I don't see anybody here opposing it except us. I think they're all planning to be at the Clark County planning meeting later. But so we go from a dozen people changing their address to over 620 plus a hotel changing their addresses. And we don't think that's fair, and we don't think that's right. And we therefore oppose it.
Okay. Any other comments? Yes, sir.
My name is Alan Sam from Las Vegas International Country Club States. I'm slightly confused because it says Liberace Way, yet the sign says Liberace Avenue, and so is Google changed it to Liberace Avenue. So is it Avenue or is it Way? Or is part of it going to be Avenue and part of it going to be Way? I don't know who has the answer to that.
I don't know. That's a
so the way public comment works is you make all your comments, right, and then at the end, once the public comments close, we'll address all your issues.
Yeah. Name
an address for the record.
Alan Stamm, STAMM, 2855 Geary Place.
Thank you.
Yes, miss.
Judith Snyder. I'm also in Turnberry Towers, unit 2901, 322 Karen Avenue.
Okay.
Besides what my husband has said, I think that the way this was brought forward as two proposals was unfair to the people on this last section. If they were planning all along of doing the whole street from Maryland to Paradise at one, they should have done it all at one time. Then they would have had the opposition all taken care of, and you wouldn't have had one small portion of Karen Avenue that is miles long, made Liberace Way and dividing Karen Avenue in two places. And I think it was very unfair that it was done that way. It was only done to keep us quiet.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Michael Grotsky, Grotsky. First of all, thank you, members of the board, my fellow neighbors at Turnberry Towers, and commissioner. It took me 42 years of my life to finally come in and attend a civic function because this was so interesting to me when I first heard about it. So I just want to first say I oppose the measure, and I actually did a little homework because I wasn't very familiar with Mr. Liberace. And quite incredible what his foundation does, and I plan on making a donation to that as well. You know, very admirable person, you know, whether we want to get a license plate for him, name a school after him, name a library after him. But I do oppose changing existing names for the reason these folks just commented. So I made a short list today. There are 29 items I would have to go in and administratively change. I live at 322 Karen Avenue, unit 2704. So I would have to go to the DMV, change my title to my car, change my driver's license, because if I get pulled over, I don't have to explain to a police officer why my address doesn't match what's on my license and explain to him, well, there's an article, if you Google it, sir, that explains the name is changing at some point in the middle of the year with not a finding. I have four or five financial accounts that, you know, if I miss a payment on or something else is a mistake, or it dings my credit score because something at the residence is affected. Additionally, in my business, in my profession, I work in the casino industry, I have 10 occupational licenses in other jurisdictions that I have to notify each jurisdiction if any changes on my primary records. So I would have to write Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, all these places, provide the new documentation when it changes. Any bills that I have, I gotta make sure that not only is the USPS gonna forward that address, I'm gonna have to follow up with those places as well. And it goes on and on and on. So I can list out all 29, I don't wanna do it for sake of time, but it's a lot of work, right? And so I would rather have taken an hour off of my work today to understand how the civic process works. And I ask this, like, we should definitely do something for Mr. Liberace, phenomenal ambassador, phenomenal entertainer. But please not inconvenience the 630 neighbors that have been living in here. It's 2023, a little different than maybe if this was in 2000 before all of our digital records are out there and so important for us to get financial loans and other pieces of our regulatory records and anything else we can do to honor him. But just please don't change an existing street name. I am very confident in the future of Clark County and all the things that we're gonna add on to Clark County and all the new stuff, like community centers like this coming away. And we can find some great other way to honor Mr. Liberace that will impact the residents to have to do all this work. And if just one person gets their credit card, score dinged, or gets a bill coming your way, or grandma sends a letter and it doesn't go that way, it's just not worth it to inconvenience the good taxpayers and residents of Winchester, like myself, who's lived here 10 years for the average. And again, no disrespect at all to Mr. Liberace. I think we should absolutely honor him. I'm just against any changing of any street names. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you very much for coming. Any other comments from the audience or information to supply? Okay, this was pretty straightforward, so for a change, I don't have any questions on this one. Would you like to make a motion?
John, I can respond to the Karen, the Liberace Avenue versus Liberace Way.
I would appreciate that, because that was going to be what I thought was going to have to wait, because yes. I didn't have an answer for that.
No, yeah, we got it. So I think initially staff submitted Liberace Way, but it will be Liberace Avenue.
Oh, okay.
That's so much better.
Do we know why?
I think just to, I don't know.
Or did you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Well, maybe there'll be a motion movement to go from Avenue to Way. Who knows? I don't know. But that could be too. If we end up with this, does anybody have any comments or questions on the board?
I do not.
Judy, do you have any comments or questions?
I don't.
Okay. Well, under the circumstances with, I was kind of expecting like a deluge of people, just saying. It doesn't mean that the voices that came aren't worth equal hearing, but I was kind of thinking we might have some really large group. We got through that already. Sorry, dear.
Well, I can address that for you.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead.
The Turnberry Towers took the notices and faxed them into the
Clark County,
Clark County Planning.
Okay, you know that,
so
that
they
yeah.
They have their oppositions.
They have,
and
have people there. And so I think they put their eggs all in that one basket. Originally, I listened in on a taping of the meeting on the first vote, mm-hmm. and it went by one vote, and the person that passed that vote said, well, since there's no opposition, we might as well do it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have passed here.
You mean at the town board or at the
first original vote.
Okay.
To change it to Liberace.
You mean the county
so
commission?
The vote was 2-1.
I know, I'm trying to figure that
out.
The
last vote was... Since there's nobody opposing it, well, might as well change it. So that's why we're here today, because we want to start the process today, not next week at the Clark County.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you clarify whether that was the county commission meeting or the town advisory board that you listened in on?
The meeting was the one that was on the application the week before Clark County passed it.
So the meeting that was here?
No,
I believe the vote here was unanimous.
Yeah, I believe it was too.
Yes, it was, because nobody was here to oppose it.
Well, yeah, but I understand what you're saying. That's correct. But it wasn't a 2-1 vote, sir. We both remember it being unanimous.
When I meant 2-1, it was like you. There was more than one person that said, it doesn't, no opposition, Michael
will do it. Okay.
Go back and check.
Okay, well, the vote was unanimous, so
we
voted unanimously in favor. And to that very point, I'm just going to give you, I'm making my comment about this, and this is something that has bothered me in this city a great deal. And if I have a chance to create some degree of uniformity regarding something like this, I'm all for it. You start on the west end of town, and you drive down Spring Mountain Road, and you get to Las Vegas Boulevard, and you cross Las Vegas Boulevard, and it becomes Sands Avenue. Oh, how lovely, okay? Then you get to Paradise Road, and it becomes Towain. Then you get across Maryland Parkway, and you go through the shopping plaza, and it becomes Mojave. And I'm scratching my head going, why in the world would anyone do that? It's hard enough finding your way around here already without those kinds of challenges being foisted upon you by what I consider to be inconsiderate and ununiform planning. My own personal opinion on that one. So for that reason, I'm in support of this because I want to see Liberace Avenue go from Paradise until Boulder Highway, if it's possible. I know it goes across McLeod. I'd like to see it go all the way because I don't think these streets should be broken up like that. And I find it very, very confusing. And I know tourists do. I can't tell you how many people I've met for dinner at the Fashion Show Mall, and they came from the west end of town, and they were staying out at Red Rock, and they're going, what's with your streets? Why do they do this? I have no answer. Just saying. Yes, ma'am.
Well, John, the back and forth.
The back and forth is no. She Sorry. Just told me. I can't, we can't do that. We don't get to like you and then me and then you and then me. It was you and then it's us.
But the public does have another time to do more public comment than they wish at the end of the meeting.
At the end of the meeting. So by all means, please feel free to additionally comment then, but we add more to public comments. There was nobody raised their hand. I would be happy to recognize you. You'll be recognized at the end, but right now that period is closed, or we could be here till 7 o'clock doing this. I make a motion to approve this name change to create the uniformity, Liberace Avenue from Paradise Road to Maryland Parkway, and my personal feeling is I would encourage it to go even further. That's just my opinion. But the motion is to continue with approval of staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, our last agenda item is UC-23-0131-Westgate Las Vegas Resort LLC. Use permits for the following: a recreational facility and a fairground in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Westgate Las Vegas Resort, on a portion of 59 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Paradise Road and Karen Avenue within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant present?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Good evening, board members, commissioner. My name is Patricia Turner, and I am the senior marketing director and project manager for International Culture Exchange Group. I have Gina French here. She will also be presenting. Our CEO and founder, Ms. Lulu Hong, is in attendance as well. So we are requesting a special permit, use permit, for our Festival of Lights show. This is a 5-acre show that will take place at the Westgate Resort here in Las Vegas. It is a walkthrough immersive experience. We will have 11 different zones, and within those zones, we will not have any strobe lightings that project towards the sky. No structures will be higher than 30 feet tall. Each zone has about 30,000 LED lights, and those LED lights only carry roughly about 24 volts of light. As far as noise is concerned, we have no live bands, no DJs, no performers. The volume will be very low. This is an ambient sort of experience where you walk through. Each zone has very loud music to go along with the story as you go through this walkthrough experience. It's in regards to parking, we have two dedicated parking lots within the Westgate parking structure. So that's about 1,500 spaces and we anticipate roughly about 1,000 people per night. And so with that, we do have two traffic officers that will monitor the flow of traffic. We will have an overflow parking area as well in Westgate, along with our International Culture Exchange Group, will monitor the traffic flow as well. We are creating roughly 25 to 30 jobs for local residents here. We are petitioning to have this event, the special permit, from May 7th through July 31st. And I have to turn it
And the special use permit would be a year, so it would allow us to return during the holidays.
And your name is?
I'm sorry, Gina Fresci. My last name is F-R-E-S-C-H-I.
Thank you.
So we would be able to have this use permit to return back during the holidays with a holiday-themed similar event at the Westgate. As Patricia said, the lights, we don't have anything projecting out up into the sky. It's a very, very nice, glowing, lighted, walk-through family experience, family and children and whoever else would like to attend.
And we have been doing this sort of experience for since 2011. Our home base is Sacramento, California, where we have produced that show since 2014. So we are excited to hopefully bring this to Las Vegas, as well as the hours of operations Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Friday through Sunday, it will be 7 p.m. to 12 midnight.
At that point, everything would be turned off. Lights would be turned off. Any sound would be turned off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions, comments from audience? Yes, Miss.
Would this also be
name?
Opportunity strategies.
Thank you.
Yes. Would this also extend to other things that would be in that parking lot area? That right now it's in a prior parking lot area that this is being constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that this is not permanent.
It's not correct.
It's going to be at certain times of the year with the ability to have a fairground.
It's not an
experience there. Could that be used in another way when you're not using it?
That would be totally up to Westgate, because we are tenants of Westgate, so they would have to make that decision.
But as far as the board's concerned, would that be available?
They would have to make the necessary applications to the county, just as these folks did, in order to get even considered and create the paper trail that results in approval, and then, or recommended approval rather, and then they would have to come before the town board again.
They would not.
Or they would not for another.
So, John, if you want to take all public comment, and then once we have all the questions,
okay,
we'll answer the public
okay
questions. So
all
I'm
right
writing down what the questions are.
Okay, I appreciate that, because I wouldn't if I remember. Okay, yes, sir?
Thank you, sir. My name is Mark Coyne, and I live at 2857 Paradise Road, right across the street from the venue. I'm just curious, and perhaps if we could get some input from the staff at the end of the questions about the period of time in which this use permit covers and what other activities might be permitted. I think Ms. Snyder asked a question about, I think you mentioned you have a couple of weeks now, and then you envision a couple of weeks around the end of the year. Is it defined that way, or in theory, could you run this whatever the enterprise is, continues the road like that?
We have specific dates. So we do have specific dates on what we're asking for. The first final date would be the 31st of July, and then with the option to return in, I believe, October, late October, and build our event again, and then have that be final day of the early January.
So something like 6 weeks duration,
yeah,
both times?
We usually go anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. I'm just curious, what kind of experience have you had in other venues in other cities? You put on events, I take it, that are similar to this?
Yes. As far as the experiences, we are very family friendly. So our average attendee, it's kids, young families. Where we are currently housed at in Sacramento, we do not allow teenagers in without parent supervision. So we are very mindful of keeping this a very family-friendly event.
And maybe this is a question for the staff or for you, but once you're granted this use permit, would it be possible or permitted for you to delegate that authority to someone else, another promoter, for example, to say, we have the permit, you can come use this space for a different kind of purpose?
No. It would be
it's limited strictly to your...
Yes.
Okay. That's not correct. Okay. That's not correct, and staff can clarify that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's my primary question. I'll just state it so you can address it. I think the concern that the neighborhood has is that your event sounds lovely. I don't think anybody's going to have a problem, but things tend to morph from that into something else. And I'd like to get some clarity about the circumstances under which that could happen without the necessity of somebody else coming back to the board and asking for a different use permit or a different condition. So to the extent that you can talk about that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alan Stanton, Las Vegas Country Club, 2855 Geary. I think that gentleman hit right on the head that all of us in the neighborhood are concerned about. It's a fairground by definition. These people are just users of that permit that the Westgate would hold. And, you know, they're saying they will not have alcohol, they're not going to have music, but if a permit is granted, would the other folks, you know, that the Westgate would allow him to be allowed that without coming back for another application, complete application for those purposes. And currently set May 7th to July 31st, I believe. And my only other concern is you're doing about 1,000 people a night. Would there be restriction on amount of people under a festival or fairground type permit that would restrict the number of people so that it's not 10,000 allowed? And additionally, is it the permit restricted to the area that they have designated in the parking lot currently, or is it in a little, I know that's their use area, but is the permit restricted to that, just that little zone there? Because we're all concerned about traffic flow if we get the All-Mat Arena that John's going to be next to, you know, another couple thousand people coming out at the same time is our concern. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Ms. Goodman. I guess my question is for staff, because I know the check staff are here. This is a special use permit, which means that it's also a temporary use permit. Am I correct on that?
No.
Okay, no, I'm not. And he doesn't want to answer my questions, I get that, until afterwards. But keep that in mind, because I'm thinking it's also a temporary use permit, which then requires that only these applicants are the only ones that can use it. Nobody else can use it. Now, is this going to be set up when the festival is over, tear down, and then when your next dates that you want are set, you have to reset up again? And that's my next question.
Yes.
That's my next question. And then my other last question is, keep talking about a family experience. But your hours at 7 o'clock at night is not conducive to a family. So I'm wondering what kind of family you are looking at. And that would be my last question. Thank you.
You can answer the questions.
Okay. Just to clarify, so family friendly, and the reason why we open at 7 p.m. is because it is a nighttime experience. It is a low experience. All of our structures are LED lights. So being that typically we do this in the winter time, so we do open at 5 p.m., usually closing at 11. But because this is a quote-unquote summer event, we have to extend our hours because the actual structures look way better at night than they do in the daytime. So that is why we chose 7 to midnight.
Yes?
Paul Buller, 2857 Paradise. I just have two questions. One is a little definition on the ambient music, you know, if there's any kind of level. And then the second, your patrol officers you talked about, are they going to be control ingress and egress, particularly off Paradise, or are they going to control traffic? I guess is my question. So, thank you.
So we have two ways of entering off of Paradise and off of Joe Brown. We will have traffic control going towards to direct people around to, away from Paradise as often as we need to, so that we don't have any backup there. We also have timed ticketing as well, and that allows us to sell our tickets that are online in half-hour increments, and it will allow those to filter through and filter out as well. So we also have two police cyclists that will be in the garage and on our grounds to also help filter in traffic, as well as our own staff that we're hiring to do the same.
And I'll just say ambient music. So if you think of like just background music, our structures each tell a story, and it's using like a mystical story. So you might hear a light sound of a little dragon, or we have a fairyland, we have a roses walkthrough experience, so you might hear a little romance music in the background. So that is our ambient music.
No filming,
sir.
No
filming.
No.
None of that.
It's not the fairgrounds concerts.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Paul. Okay. Any other comments or questions from the audience? Okay. I think it's now is appropriate time for you to do some qualifying and you to do some qualifying.
All right. And so to kind of answer the question regarding the special use and temporary aspect of it. So they are applying for a special use permit. So the use that they are applying for is a fairground and for a recreational facility for limited events. What they've been, the police staff's conditions on this are that they submit for a temporary commercial event or permit prior to any event. So any event that they wanted to have, if it's now or in the future, would have to be, if this is approved as is, we need to have another application approved by, at least administratively approved by the planning department before they put. Ideally, and this might be something that they can add to it, that it be specific to the events that they're applying to. The other half of the kind of the picture is that use permits, once they're not used for about, usually it's a year, once that year passes and it's not used, it will expire. So you can expire.
Yeah, that's a little different.
They have to come and do the same application. So the Westgate is the one that has the use permit. This is just one of the tenants that are coming in specifically for this event. They will have applied for the temporary event. So any other vendors that come in with any alcohol, anything like that, do have to come back and apply for a permit specifically for each of their events.
Okay. Very good.
Any questions from the
board? I just had one question. I'm sorry. Any more questions from the audience?
Sorry, I don't think we answered. Sorry.
Okay, who's going to do this?
I'm writing. I just forgot the other question from another neighbor. They're concerned about the permit restriction, the number of people.
There's nothing in code.
There is no ceiling on that, is there?
In Title 30, no, but there may be a restriction by the fire department.
Right. I was referring to Title 30.
Yeah.
Because a fire department restriction would be an anticipated but not known.
Yeah.
But the Title 30 does not restrict that to my knowledge.
Okay. And if can staff respond to the permit in terms to the area that it's restricted to?
I would say that would be kind of the point of the temporary commercial event permit, is to ensure that it's what's being proposed and what event is occurring currently the application that was provided.
Well, yeah, no, because that I believe.
So that could be the whole 28 acres.
I believe.
Yeah, but you're applying specifically for that, yes, for that area. Yes. There's some staff from there to review it, what we're doing, to make sure it's within the confines of the use.
It says on a portion of the 59 acres. That's the first. That's the second condition of the use permit. So, obviously, I mean, it would be reasonable to assume that they can't spill beyond the geographic boundaries that their bowl-created sidewalk that runs around there for exercise and depressed parking lot. I mean, how are you going to do spill out on the street then? I mean, I don't think that would be allowed. So I believe it's sort of compartmentalized by that one area, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sure the Westgate isn't about to give their porte cochere away to these folks. So I think it's going to probably be in that one quadrant, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I read it. My only question is, basically, very just sort of reading this in your section of what you've done in the past, you were 12 years, including at the Rio in Las Vegas, over other venues. Is there a reason why you decided to change your location from, say, the Rio to the Westgate that you're aware of for this particular use? Well, I'm asking anyone from the company that has an answer.
Yes, I can answer that. So we, again, we typically do this event in the winter, so we wanted a smaller footprint.
Uh-huh.
And so Westgate fit that scenario that we were looking for, so we wanted to embark into a summer experience, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we wanted a smaller footprint, is why we chose Westgate.
Okay. Because I believe I remember the Rio one, and you had, like, a really large area.
Yes.
To do it. It's big, yeah.
Yes, and we have multiple projects, so we didn't want to extend ourselves beyond our staff.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Do you have any comments?
Questions? I mean, I guess I'm a little curious about the violation this year. Was that you were with the list?
So, yes. Thank you for reminding me. We did get a violation. We had come into Westgate. We began our building after we were informed by multiple people we didn't need a permit for it. So we made many calls trying to determine whether we needed a permit or not. Once we finally did find out that we did, that's when we took the steps that led us to here.
Okay.
But yeah, that was so we
stayed for 13
months. We made sure we took care of it.
Okay, that was your question.
That was my question.
Judy, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't. I'm just excited that it'll be across the street at the Westgate.
I know. I am too. I think it'll be cool. Okay, seeing no other questions or comments, I move for approval of the item as with staff conditions as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And good luck. I'm looking forward to going over there. All righty. Let's go back to the agenda here. We have, do we have any general business items that have not been brought up? There is a common section coming up, but this is other general business before the town board?
No,
sure. No? Okay, very good. Now, do we have any comments from the general public, people that were not able to speak or thought of something they wanted to say? Or yes, sir. Go right ahead, sir.
Alan Stan, Las Vegas Country Club, and I don't know if staff can answer now or not. But
okay.
That, since it is going to be that fairground category, it mm-hmm. sounds like someone could possibly come in, administratively get approved for another use on having this, since the Westgate would hold this permit.
So, for example, I wanted to go and
can you take your mask down? You're mumbling.
If the Westgate wanted to hold an event themselves, they would also have to come in to get one of these temporary events and follow the guidelines specified.
And that could be administrative, yes. Without any neighbors being
involved. But that would be not that would be unrelated to this use permit. Like, for example, even before this, really anywhere someone can apply for that as long as they're in a commercial zone and they need
right.
So that what I'm saying is that would apply.
But if they were to put up a Ferris wheel, that would be a whole different thing, right?
Yeah, and it would need to be in the use permit.
Okay. But nothing.
I'm sorry. It would need to be in the whatever they're doing. Would need to be in the use temporary event permit, and it would be here.
And rides don't exist in this current application of any sort. I think I saw food trucks. Yeah, right. Anything else?
Yeah, we're even for in the staff report that said there were no rides.
Yeah,
there's
only food trucks.
There are provisions in code for if there are, for say, that someone wanted to come and have rides.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Did you? No? Okay.
General comments? Or
general comments, yes. Oh,
okay. One quick general comment. Michael Walker, 3039 South Mojave Road. My concern is with the Flamingo Royal Trail and the homeless problem that's there. The commissioner was able to clean off the bridge across Desert Inn, the pedestrian bridge, which is fine. But now the police and public works don't want to respond to do anything about it. Thursday, a guy, a homeless person came, sat right below the bridge and set up a camp on the trail. He's watching, watching. Next day, he moves up on the bridge. Next day, he put up a tent. Now he's restricted. It's hard to get around past him. Now, I've called the police every single day, every morning, 6 a.m. sharp, boom, boom, boom. Nobody's ever responded. He's still there. There's another guy moved in, same thing. Moved in 2 weeks ago underneath the bridge. He keeps bringing more and more trash every day, but again, it was the same thing. He comes there, he just slept the night there with his junk somewhere else. I called the police, they didn't come. The next day, he brings his junk. Call the police, same thing. They don't do nothing. And Public Works, every time I put in a picture of it, they immediately close it and say there's a bi-weekly cleanup. If the bi-weekly cleanup hasn't done anything. There's trash sitting on the north pier of the pedestrian bridge with a rope hanging down that has been there a year. Despite numerous times I've submitted it, and all they say is bi-weekly cleanup. And I've submitted it 20 times. And they have done nothing to clean it up. And when they do a bi-weekly cleanup, the bridge is full of rocks, pieces of metal where they were putting fires in there when they were on there. And when they cleaned them off, they left all that on there instead of cleaning. There's another homeless down in Mojave in the Wash on the southeast side where there was a big camp set up. They didn't do nothing, even the bi-weekly cleanup. You used to make them move. Now they don't even move. They just sit there. Well, the whole big camp burnt. Lucky the house next door didn't catch the trees on fire. And then they set back up again. And then they eventually did clean them. But now there's so much stuff melted into the ground that I tried to move it and throw it into the wash so they could remove it, but you can't even move it. So I put in a thing right away. You see, click, fix, bi-weekly cleanup, close. And yet, there it sits after several cleanups. So there's a problem with Public Works, and there's a problem with Metro. There's posted no trespassing right there next to the camp. What's the problem? So, and the police tell me it's the DA. And because the DA doesn't want to prosecute, that they're not going to make any arrests. So there's also a problem with the district attorney. He needs to start arresting if it's a crime, if it's a law. Otherwise, get rid of the law. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Okay. Pardon me. Any other questions or comments from the general public? Okay. Seeing that there are none, I would like to gavel this meeting closed. Our next meeting date will be April 25th. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Judy.